Psalm number one, and you will remember Psalm number one. It goes like this. Verses 1 and 2 we'll read. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
所以你们会记得诗篇第一篇，我们要从诗篇第一篇的第一节、第二节开始读起。第一节说呢，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼思夜想，这人便为有福。
And this psalm then talks about the good things that come to people who meditate in the law of the Lord day and night.
这些诗篇呢，就是谈到了那些就是说是昼思夜想神的律法的那些人的得到的美事。
What do you think about?
你在想什么？
Do you keep thinking about the truth of the Bible?
你有没有一直思考着圣经里的真理呢？
Well, frankly, most people don't.
坦率地说，很多人不这样做。
What would happen if you were to keep thinking about meditating in the law of the Lord day and night? What would you get?
所以呢，会发生什么呢？如果你呢昼思夜想神的律法的话呢，你会得到什么？
Verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season.
这个第三节说呢， 他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
Would you like to be a fruit tree with fruit on it, or would you like to be a tree without fruit on it?
所以你想像一棵树上面结了果子呢，还是想像一棵树上面没有果子呢？
Whose leaf also shall not wither? Would you like to be a tree with lots of leaves on it, or like the tree in my front yard? It's just about dead.
树叶子也不枯干，你想像一棵树呢，有大量的树叶子，或者像我后院的一棵树呢，一棵树也都没有了。It
had leaves on it last year, not this year.
所以那个去年上面长满了叶子，今年却没有。I'm
going to have to cut it down.
我必须把它砍掉。All
right, whose leaf also shall not wither, and the clause ends, and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
树叶也不枯干, 凡他所做的尽都顺利。
All of that. If you meditate in the law of the Lord day and night, what do you think about?
所以呢，所有这一切， 如果你昼思夜想主的律法的话呢， 是你在想什么？
This is your planner. This is your recorder.
这是你的计划， 也是你的记录。
This is your organizer.
这是你的组织的地方。
But it also determines what's going to come, good or bad.
所以同样呢， 它会做出决定， 结果是什么， 是好的还是坏的。
So I thought, does the Bible tell us any more about the wonderful possibilities and blessing of thinking, meditating on the law of the Lord day and night?
因为我就想了一下，就是说在圣经里还有其他的地方，就是谈到了，如果你昼思夜想主的律法的话，有什么可能的这样的赐福降临在你的身上呢？
So turn with me now to Psalm number 119. Keep going in the Psalms, 119.
我们一直在读诗篇，大家可以翻到诗篇119。
And Psalm 119 tells us a lot of things about the Bible.
诗篇119呢，跟我们谈到大量的关于圣经的事情。
So I'm just going to read some verses from this Psalm that talk about the wisdom of meditating, thinking about the Bible day and night. Fill your mind with the truth of God.
这个里面呢，我在这个诗篇里要谈，要读一些经文呢，就是关于如果你昼思夜想神的律法的那样的事情，那么说呢，要让你的大脑里充满了神的真理。
All right, so Psalm 119, first of all, verse number 15.
诗篇119，首先呢，我们要读呢第十五节。
The psalmist says, I will meditate on your precepts in the Bible.
因为这个诗人说呢，我要默想你的训词。
And I will contemplate your ways in the Bible.
我要尊重你的道路在圣经里的。
I will delight myself in the statutes in the Bible.
我要在你的律例中自乐在圣经里。
I will not forget your word.
我不会忘记你的话。
Well, that's a pretty good purpose of heart, isn't it?
就是人心的一个非常好的意思，是不是呢？
All right, verse 23.
第二十三节。
He says,Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes.
第二三节说，虽有首领坐着妄论我，你仆人却思想你的律例。
In the problems of life, they say bad things against you.
在你人生的麻烦中呢，他们呢说你的坏话。
And you think about the statutes of the Lord. You meditate on them.
你记下思想神的律法，你要去默想。
Your testimonies in the Bible also are my delight and my counselors.
第二十四节，你的法度是我所喜乐的，是我的谋士。
Is it true? Did the psalmist think a lot about the Bible?
这个是不是个事实呢？这个。诗人呢，就是想了大量的关于圣经里面的。
Did he fill his mind with the truth of God, or did he fill his mind with all the other things of life?
他有没有把那个神的律法呢，充满他的神的真理充满他的大脑，还是让他的大脑充满了人生其他的事情呢
？Verse 27, he says, "Make me understand the way of your precepts in the Bible, so shall I meditate on."Your wondrous works.
第二十七节说，求你使我明白你的训词，我就思想你的奇事。
Verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end.
第三十三节，耶和华啊，求你将你的律例指教我，我必遵守到底。
Verse 40, he says, Behold, I long for your precepts in the Bible. Receive me in your righteousness.
第四十节，我羡慕你的训词在圣经里的，求你使我在你的公义上生活。
Verse 48, My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
第四十八节，我又要遵守你的命令，这命令素来是我所爱的，我也要思想你的律例。
Verse 49, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope.
第四十九节，求你纪念向你仆人所应许的话，叫我有盼望。
How could you hope in the truth of God?
你怎样去盼望神的话呢
？But you'd think about it ahead of time, and you'd meditate on it and meditate on it, and after you meditated on it, you'd say, "I like that. I hope that's going to happen to me."
你先思考，思考以后呢，然后呢，你再默想，默想以后呢，你说呢，这个非常好，我愿意呢，它发生在我身上。
Then 52, it isn't the future so much as the past. I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself.
第五十二节，这是将来的，过去讲的都是过去。第五十二节说，耶和华啊，我纪念你从古以来的典章，就得了安慰。
That's marvelous. The truth of the Bible is hope for the future.
这是非常奇妙的。圣经里的真理是我们将来的盼望。
And comfort from the past.
所以呢，在过去得安慰。
Verse 55.
55节。
I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law.
耶和华，我夜间纪念你的名，遵守你的律法。
Again, the question is, what do you think about in the night?
所以再一次，你在晚间你想什么？
Sometimes you might even just contemplate that dumb dream that you had.
所以有时候呢，你在那个思考你的做的一个愚蠢的梦。
You can think about what you might do, and you could worry about the future.
你可以去想象呢，下来你可以怎么做，你可以去担忧你的未来。
You could even think of some bad things that you could do if you had the opportunity.
你可以呢，甚至可以去想一下呢，就是如果你有机会，你会去干一些坏事。
You could get angry with people.
你可以对人呢生气。
Is it true you could do a lot of bad things with your mind in the middle of the night?
所以这个也是个事实，在半夜的时候呢，你的思想里呢会想很多坏事。
And so the psalmist said, I.Remember your name, O God, in the middle of the night.
所以诗人说呢，耶和华，我夜间纪念你的名。
How significant are those thoughts?
所以这样的想法有多重要呢？
Verse 62. He says, At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments.
第六十二节说：“我因你的公义的典章，半夜必起来称谢你。”
Okay, what happened to him?
这他发生了什么呢？
He started thinking about the Bible.
他开始呢思考圣经。
What did you do at midnight?
他在半夜在做什么？
He got up to say thank you.
他呢起来说呢谢谢你。
You ever do that?
你有没有那么做过？
Our uncle was a good preacher.
他们的叔叔是一个好的讲道人。
He lived like this.
他就是这样生活的。
He used to turn his light on in the middle of the night.
他通常在半夜呢打开灯。
And he would write down the things he'd been thinking about so that he could preach them the next day.
因为他就把他思考的事情呢写下来，那么第二天呢他就可以讲道。
You could do that.You could just get up in the middle of the night and say, Lord, the only reason I got up is I want to thank you for all the good things you did to me, for all the great promises you've given for me.
你也可以那么做，你也可以半夜起来，你半夜起来唯一的理由呢，你就说呢，主啊，我要感谢您呢，在我身上所行的一切的美事，我要感谢您呢，对我的一切的应许。
Verse 70 is a strange verse.Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law.
第七十节是一节比较奇怪的一节。他说呢，他们的心蒙油脂，我却喜爱你的律法。
If you were to open up their heart, see what's in their mind, what would you see?
如果你们把他们的心打开，你就想想里面会有什么呢？那你会看到什么呢？
Well, I'm not really sure what fat as grease would be look like, but that's not what I want to look at.
因为我不是很确定脂油到底看起来是什么样子的，但是我不想我的心看起来像是那样的。
But if you were to look at David's heart, he would say, I delight in your law, and you open the heart up, and you say, ah,oh, that's wonderful.
如果你打开大卫王的心呢，他就说呢，他的心会说呢，我爱你的律法，你说这个太奇妙了。
Way over now to verse 93.
那再一直翻到第93节。
I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life.
我永不忘记你的训词，因你用这训词将我救活了。
What is the first thing you have to do to make sure you never forget?
因为你第一件要做的事情是确保你不能忘记的是什么。
But you have to remember because you actually did something.
所以呢，你必须记住你实际上做了什么事情。
So the psalmist says, I don't intend to forget your law, I'm going to memorize your law so that I won't forget it.
所以呢，就是诗人说呢，我不想去忘记您的训词，所以呢，我首先呢，要把您的训词呢背下来。
Verse 97.
97节。
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Do you love the law of God?
你爱神的律法吗？
Do you love the Bible?
你爱圣经吗？
Well, you would if you meditated on the law. If you meditated on it all day long, you'd love it too.
因为如果你不会的话呢，你就去思考，你就去默想。如果你每天都去思考的思想神的律法的话，你也会喜爱的。
Verse 111, Your testimonies in the Bible I have taken as a heritage or as an inheritance forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart.
第111节说呢，我以你的法度为永远的产业，因这是我心中所喜爱的。
The more you learn about them, the more you meditate on them day and night, the more excited you're going to get because you'll realize that these are the inheritance that you have.
所以你越是去思考，你越是去默想，你越是呢就觉得呢，这是非常，你更加的喜爱，因为你会意识到这是你永远的产业。
I can imagine that when I was a boy, if somebody had said to me, Harold, I'm going to die, and I'm going to leave you some money as an inheritance.
因为我就可以想象，当我还是个小男孩的时候，有人跟我说呢， Harold, 我快要死了，所以我要给你留下一些遗产让你继承。
And then they said to me, when you are 21 years old, you're going to be able to get that money.
所以他们跟我说呢，就是说你21岁的时候，你就能够得到这笔钱。
And then this person dies when I'm 17 years old.
但是我17岁的时候，那个人就死了。
What do you think I might think about for the next 4 years?
所以你认为呢，我会在接下来的4年里会思考什么？
I might say, do you know what I'm going to do when I'm 21?
我就会说，你看我21岁的时候，我能得到什么呢？好啊。
That's what the Lord wants. Your testimonies I have taken as my inheritance forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart.
这就是主说的，说主说呢，我以你的法度为永远的产业，因为这是我心中所喜爱的。
Do you know what I'm going to do when I get to heaven?
你认为我去到天堂以后我会做什么？
Lots of really good things.
所以有很多的非常好的东西。
Verse number 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
你的言语一解开就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
If you were to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, two things would happen to you. What's one?
所以呢，如果你呢昼思夜想神的律法，有两件事情会发生在你身上。第一件是什么？
You would get light when others are walking in darkness.
当其他人行走在黑暗的时候呢，你就会得到亮光。
And even if you're kind of dull and slow like the rest of us, you would get understanding.
就算你是一个理解能力很慢的比较愚蠢的人，就像我们其他的人一样，你就会变得聪明。
141 says, I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts, no matter how small I am.
所以这个里面呢，第141节说呢，我微小 被人藐视，却不忘记你的训词，不管我多么的微小渺。
147, I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word.
第147节和148节，我趁天未亮呼求，我仰望了你的言语，我趁夜我趁夜跟末幻将你眼开，不要思想你的话语。
What happens to the man who meditates day and night according to Psalm 1?
所以呢，就是说，如果说一个人呢，他呢昼夜昼思夜想神的律法，按照第一诗篇第一篇，他会得到什么
？Everything he does prospers.
他做任何事情都会成功。
That's a pretty good deal.
所以这是一个非常好的一个交易。
How could you do that?
你怎么样去做
？Same way the psalmist did in 119.
所以呢，就像诗人在第119篇里做的事情，同样的事情。
You just keep meditating on the law of God day and night. God will change your life.
你要呢一直的昼思夜想神的律法，神会改变你的人生。
All right, our time is gone.May the Lord bless us.
所以我们的时间也到了，愿主赐福我们。
Lord, we're thankful that your promises of the Bible are clear and plain and simple.
主啊，我们非常感恩的是，您的那个应许在圣经里呢是非常的简单的，非常的清晰的。
You've told us what you will do if we meditate on you. We want to fill our minds with the good things of God, not with the bad things of the world and of the devil.
所以主啊，您告诉我们呢，就是在我们的思想里应该思考什么呢？我们要思考的所有的就是神的美善，而不是这个世界的还有魔鬼的那些坏事。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.